Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a spiritual warfare podcast. Today we have a very special episode because I have brought a special friend of mine. We've been connected for many years, me and him and his dad and his family, and in fact, he's consented to be involved in an upcoming spring event I mentioned last week on the podcast of a spiritual warfare boot camp weekend, and they're going to help provide some of the music and be part of that. So we're looking forward to that. We're looking at maybe April 10th, 11th for that. But this is Clay Perkins from Perkins Partnership Ministries. Clay, thank you for coming to the podcast today.
I am excited to be here, Steve. Thanks for the invite.
Clay and his family have been working for years with the kingdom work in many different ways. They have a Jesus Burger thing where they help feed the homeless and preach the gospel to them, and have had that going on for years. And a lot of community people here in the Longview area are involved in that. And there's a lot of interesting connections that have come over the years from that. And then he and his dad and his family have been involved in music ministry for, I guess, most of their lives. And that's exciting to have seen from my standpoint, seeing the things they've been involved in music-wise, and they were part of an event we had with Michael Lehan here a few years ago. And then they also have, and we're going to talk about this more today, they also have a very serious prison ministry where they go to some of the worst prisons in the United States and share the gospel and share socks and hand lotion and soap and different things for those people. So tell us a little bit about your ministry, and then let that slide into talking about the prison ministry too.
Oh, yeah. Well, my father was minister of music at Moberly Baptist here in Longview for 40 years. I was his associate for 27 of those. And I just never felt called. I have a master's degree in vocal performance from Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, which that's a mouthful of saying I don't know how to do anything, basically. But anyway, I came back and helped him. And our pastor asked, "Why do you want to serve with your father?" And I said, "Because of my father's a modern day Levite. And I do believe that I can learn more under his tutelage than I can out on my own." My brothers are ministers of music and have nephews that are in the ministry also, and son that's in the ministry. And so he retired in 2007, 2008. We began Perkins Partnership Ministry, PPM, because my daddy didn't believe in retiring. He believed in retreading. So that's what we did, was retreaded. And he said, "I don't know what we're going to do or how we're going to fund it, but as long as God provides, we're going to do what he's called us to do, and that's to share the gospel of Jesus Christ." So anyway, we started a thing. We have a group called Classic Praise East Texas, which is mostly family members. We have five kids in my parents' family, so each of them has an average of four kids, and so they all sing and play instruments and everything else. So we would travel. There was a huge movement back every election cycle. We would go, and it's Rediscovering God in America, and it's a Pastors to Pew event. David Lane was the founder of that, and so we had opportunity to sing for these events, and it was refocusing the pews on the current events that were taking place in our country to make the congregations aware of things that were taking place that were pertinent to the Christian faith, because somebody's values are going to be legislated, and it needs to be Christian values. In about 2010, a good friend of ours, Gary Don Holly, who's gone on to be with the Lord now, he used to carry the cross around here, pull the cross in. Just a fantastic friend, great guy. And Alan Johnson, we sat in our living room and said, "We want to find the darkest place in Longview so that we could begin a ministry to start ministering to these people that are homeless." And so we found a parking lot with a big oak tree. And under that oak tree, we got permission from the landowners. Every Saturday, we started setting up a food trailer, a cook trailer, and we cook hamburgers. And there were five hotels, motels, right there around that location that were known for prostitution and drugs. And so we would go door to door, knocking on those doors, inviting them to come over and eat a burger. And we would share Jesus with them and give them a burger, started collecting clothes. So at this point, I think I heard a number a month ago that we have fed right at 600,000 hamburgers
Wow.
since we began. So it's really cool. And I cannot tell you how many lives have been transformed. Prostitutes have come off the street, drug addicts have been delivered from addiction, homeless people have found jobs. And gotten their life straight. It's a point towards the cross, and everything's about the cross. We baptize them right out there on the street in a horse trough. It's
Yeah.
pretty cool. And then we, through our Rediscovering God in America thing, the Pastor of the Pew things, the founder of that, his father was tied in to the prison rodeo down in Angola.
Yeah.
Louisiana.
Yeah.
And so we connected to Burl Cain, who was the warden at Angola. It was the bloodiest prison outside of Sing Sing in the United States. They were averaging, I think it was two murders a month inside the prison, and just complete chaos when he took over. But he has a way of interjecting faith into every aspect of the prisoner's life. It is just phenomenal. Anywhere he can stick Jesus, he's welcome. And so we connected with Warden Cain and became really acquainted with a lot of the inmates. Matter of fact, some of them are in the ministry with us now that travel with us, that have come out of the walls and now they go back in to share Christ. That we'd probably go four times a year down there. And he retired or tried to retire. And another state called him and said, "We need you because our system is so corrupt. We've got to have some help." So he called, he said, "We need Perkins ministry down here because we've got to make a difference in these guys' life. It's just so chaotic and we know what the answer is." He said, "I'll get them there and you save them." I said, "No, sir. No, wait, wait, wait. I want to make sure that we have an understanding. It is not I that does the saving, but it's he." "Oh, you know what I mean." I said, "Yes, sir. I know what you mean. But I want to make sure that he knows that I know that you know that he knows that we know." He said, "Okay, I got you. I got you." So anyway, we started going to that. It's a series of prisons that we go to. There's four prisons that we go to. And so we take. This last trip we went a month and a half ago, we carried 2,500 pairs of socks. That's 5,000 socks. On the bottom of each sock, we write a scripture that has to do with deliverance, or has to do with freedom, or has to do with trusting in faith in Jesus. On every sock with laundry markers, 5,000 socks is a lot of socks to write on.
Yes,
And we're looking for a different way of trying to figure out how we can get the scripture on there. And we also put a plan of salvation in there and put a little snack mix in there. These little things, Sam sells them, these little cars, trail mix
yeah,
deals.
yeah.
So we put those in there with them just as a, we love you kind of thing. Because we know that they're going to eat the trail mix and we know that they're going to probably throw the track away, but that sock they're going to put on every day. And it'll last for several launderings. So, we're pretty,
Great way to put scripture in places scripture wouldn't usually be. That's what our ministry is all about. And also, you do the women thing. You have a hand, is it hand lotion or soap?
Body
Body
wash.
wash, body wash. And you put the scriptures on it too, on a sticker.
They have two options. They have Irish Spring, which is donated typically, and they hate the smell of Irish Spring. I'm a man and I don't really care for it too much either. No offense to Irish Spring. It's just not my deal. And or state issued soap, which is Lye soap. And so when we were there, we handed them socks and did the same thing for the ladies the first trip we went. And I said, "Is there something else that we might could do that would be
More
more,
beneficial.
yeah, something that the ladies would appreciate?" They said, "We would love something to make us feel more feminine." And I said, "What about like a body wash, a lady's body wash? That would be fabulous. That'd be great." So anyway, I bought 1,000. We bought our ministry bought 1,000 bottles of body wash, and at that point, there were 720 prisoners there, inmates in the ladies' side in that particular unit. And the Lord woke me up early one morning. You know, that's kind of the time that he speaks to you, like 3 o'clock. And I said, "Lord, I'll be awake at 9. If you want to wait till 9 to talk to me, you
That doesn't
can."
work. Yeah.
And it doesn't. It doesn't. But I came up with this idea, and I know it was inspired. I ordered from a company online. It was really cool because I tried to source them around here, and I just couldn't source them cheap enough. But I ordered these little vinyl decals, waterproof color decals that says, I wish I had one in here with you. I didn't think that far in advance, but it said, "Jesus loves you. He has a plan for you, and he knows where you are." And then it has the plan of salvation, the road, Roman road of salvation on the back. So it covers up the whole back instruction label. So that's the instruction label. And so we handed those out, and we were in the middle of doing one of our presentations out there, and there's three different big yards surrounding the area where we were set up, a big pavilion. So we did the 1,000 ladies out there, and one of the ladies went to the guard. "I don't like all this Christian stuff. I can't stand this Christian stuff out here." She said, "Okay, well, I tell you what, you go sit back there in the back with your friends and you can talk, whatever. But I bet you when they start handing that body wash out, you're going to be first in line." And sure enough, you know, because she was back there where we handed it out. So it's great because, you know, one of your things that you talk about in your book of weapons of warfare, that is a fabulous book, by the way. Thank you for that. And I used one this morning too. I want to tell you about later. It's touch plus prayer. And so we were able, as the ladies came through the line, we had our men standing there on each line, being able to put their hands on the lady's shoulder. And if they needed prayer, if they asked for prayer, if we felt led to pray with them, we were able to pray with them as we handed them this body wash. Steve, it's so cool to watch them walk away, and they were taking these bottles and squishing them and smelling the aroma that, you know, they hadn't smelled in years, you know. So they were extremely happy. And I was talking to the warden and the chaplain after that, and she said, "Those dorms have never smelled that
That's
good." So anyway,
great. Well, let me
it
interject right here in your story that someone who watches this podcast might want us to come do a joint event. We have done a joint event together, and we're open to doing more of those. We have some kind of sort of in the works where we show our taking ground episode, pilot episode, and then the at a church for free, but we ask as mission price to bring some body wash for women or some tube socks for men as your entrance fee to get in. And that's part of how we helped work together to help collect your needs for the prison ministry. And as you said, you go 4 times a year. So we'd like to do more events like this in the future. It was kind of a mutually beneficial thing, and we have our materials available, and then we're there to answer questions. And we show that 30-minute episode and open up. We have a lot. We had a couple of hours of questions that night on spiritual warfare, and people hung around for a long time. So anybody might be interested in that. So for those of you who might be interested, there's kind of one thing we've done to work together. But I want to go back to the prison now. So they had a fentanyl problem that you heard about when you got there, and tell us what happened with that and the verses and staking.
Okay, precursor to that, if you have not seen that pot, your episode, go watch this episode. It
Taking
is,
ground.
it really surprised me, the quality and just the movement of the spirit in it. It's great. So
Thank you.
watch, go watch
Thank
it.
you.
We, like I said, it was a very corrupt prison when this new commissioner took over. So he's putting some great leadership in place. Believers that are, it's just really phenomenal to see the cultural change,
Yeah,
spiritual change that's
for
changing.
sure.
And his philosophy is, "I'll be as hard as you make me, but as easy as you let me." And so that's kind of his philosophy on everything. So when we went in, we were on the men's side. And so we had a fabulous service in the middle of the service in the worship time. You know, the scripture talks in the Old Testament that the Spirit of God moved so heavy that the ministers couldn't even stand up and minister.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the guys were coming to the altar and just crying out to the Lord for
Wow.
just deliverance, for help, for family issues, for drug problems, for
Your prayer.
yes, yeah. homosexuality, all kinds of stuff. And one of the guys was telling us that they had seven overdoses that week with fentanyl the week we were there.
In prison. Now, many people
In
don't
prison.
realize they're sneaking drugs into the prisons too, in a variety of ways. And the prison guards are trying to figure out where it's coming from so they can stop it.
Yep. So we had a couple of our team members who are very familiar with Steve's ministry. Steve had provided us with these sticker stakes, which are there are pictures of the stakes that you can get. And we chose blue because I like blue, obviously like blue. And so we went around to each building and on the gate when we drove in, and we put the stickers on every, we staked every building, everywhere we could put them. We were sticking stakes. So they're going to be finding them for months. And some of them they'll never find. I can promise you
Yeah. Now the
that.
stickers are all red. We have stakes that are blue or red, but the stickers are all red. But go ahead. So y'all stuck them everywhere.
Don't, you gave me some blue ones. I had blue
I don't have
ones.
any blue sticker stakes. They're
I'll
only
show
red.
you. Anyway,
It's accurate again.
it's probably right. You're right. You got to be right. So anyway, we stuck them around, and we went to the ladies the next morning, and
Yes.
it was a burden on our heart, you know, that God, we got to, you got to do something. You got to do something. So we spent the first day in the men's side and the second day on the women's side. So we got to the gate, the main gate, and we got out of the vans and we stickered the gate all the way around. There's four corners because it's a huge pavilion thing that you drive through. Called the guard out there and we prayed over her and prayed for her that God would help her if, because they're coming in, like you said, they're coming in somehow. That's the first line of defense is right there at the gate. We went into the women's side and it was visitation day. We stickered that whole area there. And then we went to the chapel. We stickered the chapel. And then all of the dorms or the barracks or whatever they call them, I'm not quite sure what they call them, but we went around and we were stickering all of those. And it's God's word, you know? And so we finished our service out there, had a great time. It was Fall Fest. And so just a wonderful time of fellowship with the ladies and the other guards that were there and the chaplain and the wardens and stuff. And while we were doing that, and now mind you, these body washes are going back into the bowels of these places also, which is scripture too. And
So you got body wash with scriptures, you got stakes with scriptures, sticker stakes, and you've got socks with verses on them too. You three different ways you're covering that place with the word of God. But go
devil
ahead.
didn't have a chance. He had a
That's
chance. So we finished that, and it 4.5 hours of handing out body wash, you know, person by person. And because we didn't want to hurry through that, you
Yeah.
know, we were driving home, and a lot of us are ministers, and so they had to be back for church on Sunday morning. It's a 7-hour drive. And so we're taking our time because that's why we were there. And an ambulance came out, came around, and they had had an overdose. And I was with the chaplain and the warden, and I said, "So drugs are a big issue." She said, "It's a huge issue." She said, "If we could just get it down some, if we could just take the level of the drug problem down a couple of notches, it'd be great." And I said, "I tell you what, I believe in a God that does exceedingly abundantly above what you ask or think." I said, "So let's pray that God would just completely eradicate it." And so I put my hands on the chaplain. There you go, Steve. And the warden. And we circled up right there in the middle of 1,000 inmates and all of our team. And we started praying and asking God to reveal where this was coming from and that it would be exposed. Just like, you know, I heard David Jeremiah said that if you have dark in one room and light in one room, you don't open up the door and let the dark out. You open up the door and let the light in.
That's right.
And so we finished up our task there, and we got in the road, got on the road, stopped and ate. And 2 hours down the road, I get a call. Just it's almost a frantic call. And the chaplain said, I just couldn't, I couldn't help but I had to call you before I went home." And I said, "Is everything okay? Is it all right?" She said, "Oh my goodness, yes. She said, after you left, there was an interview that took place between the warden and an inmate. This is an older inmate. And the older inmate was answering the questions in a way that was just a little off, not quite right. And she walked out. And this is the answer to prayer that I know God, the Holy Spirit, just worked in her heart. She said, there's something wrong. Shake her down. So they went into her cell and she was sitting on her own stash. In other words, typically the drug dealers will distribute it between other, younger people that don't have a long time, a long stint. And she had everything with her, on her, for some reason. And so they are. How do you arrest somebody in prison? What they do, somehow. But anyhow, it was the largest drug dealer in that prison. And so it
And
just
they had been searching for this person
searching
that was
for
doing this,
months.
and they didn't find it until you staked out the prison and prayed with them in
2 hours,
two
2 hours after that.
only
And
God.
oh boy, I mean, it still gives me chills. It makes the hair stand up on the back of my neck, not on my head, because I don't have that much up there.
I know the feeling. I know the feeling.
But it was so cool to see how God answered the prayer that quickly.
And how
And
excited they were that they saw the power of the word and prayer together make a difference.
that
Thank
quick.
you for sharing that story. I know I want to have you back on other things in the future. So, keep your calendar open for us to do this again sometimes. And please
Do you
keep, and I want to stop and just pray for Perkins Partnership Ministries
Thank
before
you.
we end today, and just ask any listener, please consider helping this ministry, praying for this ministry, supporting. If you have a place where we could work together and show our Taking Ground episode and them do the music and a solo or two. Clay has a great voice, and let us answer questions on spiritual warfare, and has an entry free. Bring some body wash or tube socks to
Amen.
ministry.
I've got another short story once you finish praying, I want to share with you
Well,
too.
tell it first and then I'll pray.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. I have a very, very close friend of mine, and they have a family business and great, successful, wonderful business, wonderful people, Christian people. And there's been some contentious, tense meetings, like when they have a meeting once a week that is all just, it gets real tight and real tense. And they know what they're doing. They're all very headstrong because they just know which direction they want to go. So it's not fighting. I wouldn't couch it as fighting, but there's tension. And it's not comfortable if you're in a meeting and you own part of the business and it's not going the direction you want it to go. Well, they put stakes, unbeknownst to everybody else in the meeting. This lady put stakes around the room, and she had written on those stakes, like you suggest to do, problems, no tension, no turmoil, no fighting, no. And it was so cool. She had a whole list of things that she put on there, scriptures. And she sat back like this the whole meeting and was watching. And without any bickering, no fighting, no tension. And the son got up and he said, man, I don't know what it is, but that's the best meeting we've ever had. That was phenomenal. That was great. And she started crying. And she said, well, let me tell you why.
Wow. What a great story. Thank you for sharing that too.
And so they're getting stakes for all their homes because of that. And so thank you for that, Steve.
You bet. Thank you. Let me pray for you and then we'll sign off. Lord, thank you for Perkins Partnership Ministries. Thank you for their commitment to you and their example to all others. Thank you for their work in the prisons where the toughest people are. And thank you for this success of getting rid of the fentanyl distribution going on there. We just praise you for that. We give you the honor and the credit and the glory for that. Thank you for sticker steaks and thank you for real steaks. Thank you for stories like this last one that Clay just told that changed the atmosphere. Remind us daily that your word is still powerful. You're still on the throne and prayer
Amen.
still works. And teach us new weapons we can use. Prayer plus touch is one we talked about today, but we know there are many more weapons. Help us to remember them in the right moment and to use them in a way that brings glory and honor to you and to the kingdom and makes heaven fuller. In Jesus' name, amen. Clay, thank
Amen.
you again for being here with us today. And thank you guys for joining us. And before I sign off, I want to say, like I always say, always remember, keep praying because prayer works. God loves you and I love you. Have a great day.
Bless you.